This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Afternoon, it's me, Lizzie Cundy, and I'm here on FUBAR Radio. Thank you for joining me. Oh my word, and what a sexy evening it is. The sun is out, the little shorts are on, and we're ready for action. Yes, we are. And I've got some amazing guests. I have the one and only Alex Fox.
Hello, Fizzy Lizzie.
Alex Fox, you're looking mighty sexy.
Thank you. I've got this very tactile pair of velvet trousers on.
And they match your hair.
Which is a rare thing indeed. I have, if you're listening at home or wherever, if you're listening in the bath, if you're listening on top of somebody else, I don't know. my hair is, it's bright, bright yellow. It's sort of the colour of Big Bird and sweet corn.
I'm loving it. It's
worrying
the evening.
Worrying.
Well, Alex, listen, you know everything about sex and everything you want to ask about sex. And please tweet in. I've had a few tweets already. And we're going to have a really sexy evening.
I'm very intrigued. What are people tweeting? What do they want to know?
Who do they want to blow?
Where do we want to go?
Well, now, first tweet is like, do Durexes really muck up your sex? Because in a way, does it spoil the moment? Do they have any benefits? Obviously, protection. But apart from that, can they make things a bit more spicy?
Well, if you choose a chili flavoured one, and you can actually get, there are condoms in really, really strange flavours according to where you go in the world to get your rubbers. There are ones, have you heard of a very strong smelling fruit called durian?
No.
It's common in Thailand.
No, I haven't.
It stinks so much. It's got such a strong whiff to it that it's actually banned from some public transport and hotels. And you can get durian-flavoured condoms now in certain parts of the world. But I get asked this a lot. Do condoms, do Durexes, do rubbers actually take away sensation from sex for men or women? To be honest, I think the worst thing that you can do to ruin your sex life is spend your rumpy-pumpy moment worrying about whether you've got an unwanted pregnancy or whether you've just caught something hideous and wriggly and jiggly in your
downstairs apartment. Very true! No true word spoken, let me tell you. Well, darling, get all the questions in. We're going to ask everything. This is going to be a saucy, sexy show.
Well, I did actually. I brought along my sac magique tonight, Lizzie. I've brought a sac full of sex toys, including some new condoms that are on the market. And I've brought what I like to call my Papa Smurf penis.
Papa Smurf?
Yeah, it's my Papa Smurf demo dick. It's in here somewhere. When I am doing, I work for Brooke, who are a sexual well-being and health charity, and I also work for Durex and Superdrug, and I often have to show people how to correctly put on a condom. So to do that, I have this delightful blue rubber dick.
I love that it's blue. I support Chelsea. I couldn't be happier, let me tell you. I love
it's
a blue
Chelsea
dick.
Chelsea cock, yeah.
I can't believe this. Well, look, we've got loads to talk about. We're going to play a quick track, and then we're going to have all the sex questions to you, Alex. You better be ready.
I'm always ready.
Before the greed of all the people, they stumble and they fumble and then we
Radio.
I love a bit of Katy Perry. In fact, I think I'm looking at Katy Perry looking at you, Alex. You look very Katy Perry-ish.
Oh, thank you very much.
Have you had that before?
Only when there's cream squirting out of my tits.
Lovely. We love that. And that will be happening later on the show, so stay tuned. And we have the one and only Lavoie. Yes, in the studio to tell us all about, well, being in Britain's Got Talent, absolutely fabulous movie, and appearing in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, Panto. Actually, I'm a bit jealous of that. I like that.
You were saying appearing in Seven Dwarfs pants then.
Well, possibly. Have you seen the outfit, the figure? Unbelievable. Leopard print.
Completely knockout.
I am a bit jealous. I've got a bit of envy on the old dress code there, because I'm in a bit of a funny little nightie tonight.
I think you look very bridal this evening.
I do.
Actually,
bridal.
Yeah.
Virginal.
I'd take you down the aisle.
Oh, thanks, baby. And we've also got Big Brother contestant Rife Corrin. Now, he's in the studio to chat about life in the Big Brother house. And obviously, Finnish runner-up. We've got Celebrity Big Brother going on at the minute. He will tell exactly what it's like. And he's the biggest Big Brother fan that's ever lived. He lives and breathes this show. Because you've got to go without sex, really, in the Big Brother. It's not like Love Island. You've got to go for weeks without any hanky-panky. How do you do that?
Allegedly. There have been times in Big Brother's history where there's definitely been a few hand shandies going on below the sheets. Didn't somebody sit on a champagne bottle? Or was that another reality show?
Oh, yes, I think
show?
They did. I think they did. There was something with a bottle in the hot tub, if I remember.
I should do my health bit here and say, ladies or gentlemen, in fact, do not insert especially an opened bottle into one of your private orifices, because it can create a vacuum and suck your innards out. Never good.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, my friend worked as a nurse in A&E. I won't say which hospital or give her name. But she said there were loads of girls coming to the you know, with casualty, saying, please don't say anything. This is so embarrassing. But I've got a banana stuck. And they'd be using bananas. And, you know, she said that was a really common occurrence.
Well, that kind of makes sense, I suppose, that bananas are phallic and easy to find around the house and cheap. And if you put a condom over them, then they're relatively hygienic. How are they getting them stuck inside themselves?
I think because if they're going off slightly, they go a bit soft.
Oh, are they peeling them first?
And then they break off and then they're stuck.
And then you've got some kind of food smoothie going on.
There's another word for a banana smoothie. But so we're getting loads of questions in, Alex, because you're here. I can't tell you. My phone is red hot. Shall we start?
All sorts of bits of me are red hot.
Shall we start to help?
Hit me with those questions. I should say, by the way, the person that contacted us saying, do condoms inhibit sensation?
Yeah.
Do they make sex worse? Not if you've got the right condom. If you're using one that you feel is too tight or uncomfortable or so thick that you can't feel a thing, switch to another condom. You can get really good, very thin ones now made from polyisoprene, which is a special material that transmits heat really well. So it really does have that skin-on-skin feeling. And I've brought a new type with me. This is a type of condom made by a company called One, and it's got a shape called Pleasure Dome.
I love the Pleasure Dome, baby.
It means it's slightly baggier around the head of the penis, so it kind of has more movement around the top of the penis. And penises are like matchsticks. All the hot bits tend to be at the top. So try a Pleasure Dome condom. Or you can also get ones that are ribbed and textured. The ones that actually have tattoo embossings on them.
Gemma Lucy would like that. Gemma Lucy would love that. We'll have to give one for them. She's coming on the show, by the way, soon. She's out Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother. It's all kicking off in there, I tell you. But, I mean, people, there are a lot of actually questions about Durex, because they are saying it sort of like stops the passion. But as you say, it's better to be protected and be careful. And that's the worst worry. But is there a way where they can become quite sexy and romantic in a way?
Yeah.
What's to do?
I think the first thing to do is one of the reasons people find that putting on a condom spoils the moment is because they're not confident actually slipping it on. So practice in your private time, whether you're a woman with a banana or a dildo or whatever you can lay your hands on, a cucumber, or whether you're a chap with your very own chapstick. Do you use condoms on your own? Get used to putting them on correctly. I did a little video for Superdrug, actually. You can YouTube it and see me delightfully going through how to roll one onto a shaft. But that also, for gents, not only gets them used to putting one on, but used to the sensation. Because I think a lot of the reasons why blokes say they don't like using condoms is because they worry that they're going to lose their erection once it's on or during the process. So if you feel more A-OK about that, you know what to expect, you know what you're doing, then that moment of popping a condom on takes 2 seconds and then you're ready to play.
I'm loving this. Now, we're staying on the Durex, so I'm afraid, because I've got another one.
This is
message,
fine. This is fine.
Coming through, saying she's on her third date tonight and feel like something's going to happen. Okay. But now, can you give oral sex with a condom on? Or is that odd? She's just worried because she doesn't know him well enough but feels it's spicing up.
If you use a flavoured condom, that is exactly what they are made for. And you can get some really interesting flavours, actually, now. I work with a website called mycondom.com, and they have all sorts of different condoms from all over the world. One of them that you can get is marshmallow flavoured. And you can get banana split flavour and chocolate strawberry flavour. Yeah. Yeah, so if she does want to add extra protection during oral sex, then she can say, hey, let's try this flavoured condom, it's fun. Or she can say, I got given this the last time I went to the doctors, it's making me laugh, let's give it a whirl, you know.
Would you advise to do that, to put a condom on if you're thinking about doing oral sex? Because I think a lot of people don't think of it to use a condom for that.
I'm going to cut to the chase.
Yeah.
Okay, my professional self should say, yes, absolutely, use a condom for oral sex with a new partner because it can reduce the transmission of certain STIs, for example, herpes, which you can catch orally. Yeah. There's also there's a very, very small chance of contracting HIV. If someone is HIV positive and you have a big cut in your mouth, for example, if you've had wisdom teeth removed recently or something like that, or to be honest, if you've just had teeth yanked out of your head, you probably don't want to be giving head. But yeah, if you use a condom, it will give additional protection against certain STIs. However, I know a lot of adults who choose to make an informed decision as grown-ups, weigh up the risk and decide that they don't want to use condoms for that kind of thing.
So if it all comes off and goes in your mouth and you got a load of plastic in your...
The condom shouldn't come off unless you're really going for it, Lizzie. I mean, are you moving a lot?
My blowjobs are legendary. No. And
oscillating.
Someone has asked, do you know what the dolphin is? Have you heard of this?
Dolphin?
It's a type of blowjob. Someone just texts me. Do you know of it? No.
Do you know, I hear a lot of different names for things. Yeah, different people call different things different things. The dolphin, I haven't heard of. So shall we guess what it might be?
Well, I'm thinking dolphins go round in a circle. Do they? Is that
they do sometimes. I wouldn't say that's the first thing I think about dolphins.
Good swimmers.
They swim with children a lot, so hopefully that's not involved in this particular sex act. I don't know. What do they do? They have fins. They're very friendly. Flipper was a dolphin. Maybe it involves flipping somehow. Oh. Can this person please get back to us and tell us what
they're
the dolphin
listening
is?
In, so they're going to tell us. Now, another one. I won't say his name. He said, do you feel I could be gay as a straight man? Because I feel I always have a fantasy of sleeping with a transsexual.
For a start, I don't believe that there is just... I don't think most people are 100% straight or 100% gay. Sexuality is on a spectrum. You can be someone who is mostly straight but has fantasies about somebody of the same gender now and again. And so what, really? If you're happy with that, then that's A-OK and cool. However, it is really super, super common and very normal and doesn't really mean anything important other than you're having a good time for straight men to watch transsexual porn or to have fantasies about transsexual or transgender people. It's one of the most common search for types of pornography, actually. My personal theory on this is that if you're looking at somebody who, for example, has breasts and has all the accoutrements of being a woman, like long hair, beautiful feminine face, stunning legs, but then has a penis, what you're looking at is the closest you can get to fancying a woman, but experimenting with somebody who has a penis. Mm. So really, if you are the type of person who's concerned about whether that makes you gay, that's probably the most... That's probably the easiest way that you can think about a man that's the least gay possible. Does that make any sense?
Do you know what I'm trying to express? I totally get it.
You're thinking about someone with a penis who otherwise looks like a woman. Not mega gay.
I love that. Thank you, Alex. I hope that answers your question. All listening, they're all coming in thick and fast. I'm getting loads coming in. So please, whatever you'd like to ask Alex, please do. But I want to ask... What is in your bag?
Ooh, and I have all sorts of things in my sack here. What shall I go for first? What do you think this is, Lizzie?
Well, that looks like a Kinder Egg. I'm hoping it is, because I'm rather hungry, if I'm honest. I didn't get to eat.
It does have a toy inside, but no chocolate, sadly. Although, you can have one of my chocolate strawberry-flavoured condoms if you want.
I might suck on that later. What is that you have in your hand?
This is a Tenga egg. Have you heard of Tenga?
No, I haven't.
They're a Japanese firm who deal with firm things, in fact. They specialise in making male masturbation toys. So toys for guys to play with, toys for people with penises to play with. And inside here, and I'll try and open it now.
I don't understand how it can help a guy.
Oh, well, I can demonstrate with my Papa Smurf blue dick, if you want.
Well, I love that. I love that. It's the right colour.
There we go.
Chelsea blue.
So inside is this... I'm tapping it there. Hard plastic egg. And if I open that up... What is inside sort of looks like it's a soft silicone squidgy egg that's hollow, and I always think it sort of looks like a squid's head. It looks like something you'd find in a paella, doesn't it? It really does.
Or
a particularly large bogey. Now, if I turn this inside out for you, Lizzie, you can see that inside it's got all sorts of textured ribs and knobbles and basically things that feel lovely on your peen. So to use it, you put it the right way round. You squirt a little bit of lubricant inside the hole. Just open my bottle there. There we go. Squidge the lube around a little bit. And then what you do is you put the egg over the end of your penis. A bit like a little bobble hat. Like a squidgy little hat.
It does look like a bobble hat.
And then you wank away, as you would usually. It's a shame this isn't telly, isn't it?
You're being
filmed. Hang on, let me see if I can get... I might be able to get a little bit of a sound effect. This is what it sounds like, folks. The egg, the lubricated textured
egg. So the egg is over the willy.
Moving up and down the willy. Ready?
Oh, wow. It makes a hell of a noise. And is it the ridges, then, on the egg?
You just wank as you would usually, but using it's a bit like a wanking sleeve or a special love glove, and it gives extra stimulation to a bloke. It feels kind of like an amazing blowjob, actually. And you can get these eggs with different stimulating ribs and waves and nodules and knobbles inside. And you can get some that are softer than others and different lubes.
Where
that
do
are tingly
they get these and, from? Where?
If you just Google Tenga, you can now get them in the UK. They are so popular in Japan. Tenga is so well known that they have their own energy drink over there. So you can down this drink and then last for about 15 years. Yeah, T-E-N-G-A, Tenga.
Tenga.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that is something else. I've never seen anything like it in my life. It does look like a little woolly hat, though.
Yeah, well, I have to say.
Well, look, please get all your questions in to Alex, because we are so lucky to have her here today. And it is our very saucy, sexy show, because the sun is out and we're all feeling really naughty here at FUBA. So we're going to play a quick track, and then please come back with your questions.
Ooh.
We're all alone in a villa on the Riviera. Got some friends on the south side in case you care. Out of all of your friends, I wanna be the closest. That's why I tell you things to be the most. Is when it comes to life, to be this man's wife, you got to be well educated on the subject of fights. I mean the prevention of, in other words, it's R.E.M. meaning of this thing called love. Are you up on this? If so, then you can get up with a hug and a kiss. Come here, baby.
You sexy motherfucker.
Come here, baby. Yeah.
You sexy motherfucker.
We need to talk about things. Tell me what you do. Tell me what you eat. I might cook for you. See, it really don't matter, cause it's all about me and you. Ain't no one else around. I'm even with the blindfold, gagged and bound. I don't mind. See, this ain't about sex. It's all about love, being in charge of this life and the next. While all the cosmic talk, I just want you smarter than I'll ever be when we take that walk. Come here, baby. Yeah.
You sexy motherfucker.
Come here, baby.
You sexy motherfucker.
Horn, stand up, please.
Motherfucker, I've got the most sexiest one in the studio. Look at you.
How are you doing?
I have envy, clothes envy beyond.
Oh, please, you look absolutely gorgeous. Are we having a fashion off here?
Leopard print, your makeup, you look sensational.
Oh,
my
darling. Thank you. It's a pleasure to meet you, darling.
Now, it is you. Now, you're our most known, would I say, for saying four yeses from the judges on Britain's Got Talent. And you've been, I mean, you're a massive YouTube hit everywhere. I mean, that show, why did you go in it? Let's start from the beginning. Because why did you want to do Britain's Got Talent?
I purely for the platform it gives you to perform and entertain, you know. And it was the whole experience from the first auditions to right through to the live shows was such an amazing experience. It still is. It's still amazing, you know, to see that footage. It took me from being a doing lots of, you know, shows and gigs around the cabaret scene to suddenly being on mainstream television to now going all around the world. So it's amazing. Why wouldn't you do it? That's the question.
Well, I mean, because, you know, some people think, is it staged or is it? And it isn't, is it?
Not at all. No, of course, I had the same reservations as anyone, because it can go either way, these shows, can't it?
Of course.
Can make you or break you. But no, it was genuinely amazing. The whole process, from the researchers to Simon to the judges to everything. I still keep in touch with so many people from it now. It was such an amazing experience.
Oh, that's so good to hear. And you were a hit, getting 4 yeses. What was that like?
4 yeses. But again, that could have gone either way. The main yes was obviously that Simon said yes to it, because you know what he's like with his when he's with cabaret acts go on. That's slightly larger than life. Exactly. You never know what he's going to be. And he was genuinely so lovely. Amazing. To get that, to get through with no buzzers, because many people don't even get that far, and to get standing ovation from the judges, to get, you know, Simon Cowell says he loved it, to Amanda Holden wanted to be me, and, you know, it was just you lapping it all up on that afternoon. It was just incredible.
I know how Amanda feels. I want to be you. I want those earrings. I want the eyelashes.
Well, you can dye your hair red and it can be like this tomorrow. There we go.
Okay, let's do it. You'll see me on Twitter. I'll do it just for you. And did the audience get behind you? I mean, was it nerve-wracking? Because a lot of people say to me, what is it like? You know, is it awful when you go on that stage? Can you just suddenly get nerves and think, I can't perform, and I've forgotten my lines and...
Yeah,
you know.
It was a few things. It was really exciting to do. First of all, I think I was just so excited because I'm used to doing theatre work. So that studio really is about the size of a, you know, a nice little theatre. So for me, it was more coming up the lift and walking down the stairs without falling over that I was more nervous about, because obviously it's live. But I wasn't used to playing the camera angles. You know, I was used to working the crowd. So we'd do the rehearsal and I'd be going all over the place, and they say, no, you've got to look to that camera then on that word you've got to look over there, and that was very new to me. So then the nerves started to hit. You think, oh, this is a whole new ball game.
But the audience got behind you. They loved you.
Oh, they did. They were great. I loved it. Well, we got enough friends in there to support me on that night.
I know, you've got to. Keep them all shouting.
Get them in, absolutely. Ply them in booze.
But you have been working on so much. I mean, music videos, so many things. Tell our listeners that don't really, may not know about you, what you've done, because there's so much.
We have been super busy. Of course, the main thing that happened really off the back of Britain's Got Talent was the Ab Fab movie.
Oh, fantastic.
Had an amazing phone call to see Jennifer Saunders had watched my YouTube video and wants me for the film. I mean, the phone call alone was enough.
What was that like when you did that? I mean, obviously getting the call for that film, because it's one of the biggest, I mean, it's iconic, isn't it, working with them?
You grew up watching these shows, and all of a sudden you're on a set with, you know, Idina and Patsy, and it's just crazy. I mean, I still to this day can't believe it was actually I was actually in it. It was amazing.
It was fantastic. And what was your scene? What did you have to do?
So my scene was it was set in a cabaret club which was filmed in Vauxhall here in London, and Idina and Patsy had ran away to France after supposedly thinking they'd killed Kate Moss.
And, that's right, thrown in the Thames.
That's right, that's right. Yeah. And Safi, the daughter, was trying to find her and was looking all around this club where she was supposedly be, and I was in there singing a song, and Safi gets on stage and takes the mic off me, and she ends up singing a karaoke song with me, and it all turns into a big party.
That's fantastic.
As surreal as Ab Fab is, really.
My friend Bruno Tonioli was in that movie, did a little cameo role, because I had lots of famous people doing cameo roles today, Lulu and many, and he said it was just the most wonderful atmosphere. It was such fun. And I mean, amazing you were on it.
Oh, it's amazing. And, you know, and off the back of that, I've been touring around with my Red Hot Globe Trot. We've gone all around the UK and all around America this year. We're coming to a close. We go to Norwich Playhouse and then Deal in Dover. We finish down there.
Oh, my word.
I know. And then next year, it's a full UK tour starting in spring.
Oh,
Everywhere. Like, I think it's like 30 to 40 dates. So I'll be coming to somewhere near you in the spring.
But how did it all begin? Because your look is incredible, I have to say. You're from your makeup, hair, shoes, dress, everything. It's just perfect. How did it come about? Tell me from the beginning.
I started my days back at the world famous Madame Jojo's, when I started, down in Soho, which is sadly no more. Literally learning how to not just do a show, but control a crowd. That was hen night, stag night,
yes.
The rowdiest bunch of people.
And I went one evening a long time ago yeah. on a hen do, and it was it was outrageous.
It is, an outrageous place. Yeah. So I literally auditioned there as a singer and got the job there and learned everything from there, from wearing costumes to the best shoes to the best everything, the best songs to pick, to jewellery, to, because you learn from all these people that have worked in this cabaret scene for so long, you know, where to get the best Swarovskis and where to get the best corsetry and where to get everything. So it was, I think I was about there about 8-9 years altogether.
Wow. But long how time. Long does it take to get that look? Because you can tell so much effort has got. I'm looking at your eyelashes and I'm thinking, wow, I need
those. We've got it down to about 2 hours. 2 hours. But that's casual. That's relaxed, getting ready.
Yeah.
I can do it in 20 minutes, but you probably wouldn't be saying as nicer things about me.
And who taught you to do the makeup, though? When did you know you loved this and you
I've
wanted to do it?
I've always loved makeup, always played around with the makeup. Yeah. But it, no one teaches it to you. I think I just learned from my mistakes. You know what it's like? You look back on the dreaded Facebook memories that pop up and you see pictures on the past and you think, oh, my God, I thought I looked good.
Oh, I know.
You're all bad.
Geez, I've got so many of those. That was one last week. Oh, my God.
I thought I got it right. I thought I was perfect on that day. No, so you just learn. And I think social media has a lot to do with that. All the pictures. We're seeing so many more pictures of ourselves. You just think you learn the hard way, really.
I mean, does that help you with social media? I mean, building your profile and everything else that you do, has that really helped? Because it wasn't when you were doing Madame Jojo's, I'm sure
it wasn't around at all, I remember,
and Instagram.
No, I think I just had a website and, you know, you had no idea if anyone had gone on it. I had a MySpace account. Do you remember those? My God, I'm going back now. But social media, of course it helps. I can't keep up with it all, though. I mean, with Instagram and Twitter. I mean, in my day, Instagram was just an efficient drug dealer, but, you know, not an app. But, you know, it can't, there's everything. You can't keep up with all these things these days.
I know. I'm obsessed with it now, though. I'm a nightmare.
It does. You've got to watch it. You've got to focus on posting nice things, not seeing how many people
my
have liked it.
My boys tell me off. I'm away. And they'll say, Mum, stop, put your phone down, stop doing Instagram. This is a private family moment. I'm like, no, let's do a post. No, it's obsessive. But anyway, we've got Liam Payne waiting for us. We're going to play a quick track and get all your questions because we love having you here at FUBAR.
Oh, darling, thank you.
Huncho. Quavo. Yeah. You know, taking some time and I've been keeping to myself. I had my eyes upon the prize, ain't watching anybody else. But your love, it hit me hard, girl. Yeah, you're bad for my health. I love the cards that I've been dealt. Do you feel the same as well? You know I used to be in 1D, now I'm a freak. People want me for one thing, that's not me. I'm not changing the way that I used to be. I just wanna have fun and get rowdy. One coke and Bacardi, sipping lightly. When I walk inside the party, girls on me, F1 type Ferrari, 6 gear speed. Girl, I love it when your body grinds on me, baby. You know I love it when the music's loud, but come on, strip that down for me, baby. Now there's a lot of people in the crowd, but only you can dance with me. So put your hands on my body and swing that crown for me, baby. You know I love it when the music's loud, but come on, strip that down for me. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Strip that down, girl. Love when you hit the ground.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
When you hit the ground,
you know that since the day I met you, yeah, you swept me off my feet. You know that I don't need no money when your love is beside me. Yeah, you opened up my heart and then you threw away the key. Girl, now it's just you and me, and you don't care about where I've been. You know I used to be in 1D, now I'm not free. People want me for one thing, that's not me. I'm not changing the way that I used to be. I just wanna have fun and get rowdy. On coke and Bacardi, sipping lightly. When I walk inside the party, girls on me. F1 type Ferrari, 6 gear speed. Girl, I love it when your body grinds on me, baby. You know I love it when the music's loud, but come on, strip that down for me, baby. Now there's a lot of people in the crowd, but only you can dance with me. So put your hands on my body and swing that round for me, baby. You know I love it when the music's loud, but come on, strip that down for me. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Strip that down, girl. Love when you hit the ground.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Strip that down, girl. Love when you hit the ground.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Strip that down, girl. Love when you hit the ground.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Strip it down for a thug, yeah.
Strip it down. Word around town, she got the buzz, yeah. Five shots in, she in love now. I promise when we pull up, shut the club down. I took her from a man, don't nobody know. If you bought the seal, better drive slow. She know how to make me feel with my eyes closed. Anything goes down with the honcho.
You know I love it when the music's loud, but come on, strip that down for me, baby. Now there's a lot of people in the crowd, but only you can dance with me. So put your hands on my body and swing that crown for me, baby. You know I love it when the music's loud, but come on, strip that down for me. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on, strip that down for me.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Don't sleep, no.
I'm loving a bit of Liam Payne, do you?
I love him.
I love him. We love him. And he follows me on Facebook. Darling, you know what? Time has caught up with us.
I know. We're too busy gassing here.
I can't believe it because I could talk to you all night. But it's very exciting. You're doing panto.
I am. I'm doing pantomime. So I've got two more shows after my big Blackpool show every Saturday in August. We do that at Aylesby Waterside on the 6th of October as well. So if that's near you, come along.
I would love to go.
Find me on my page on Facebook on Lavoix, LAVOIX. And all the dates are on there, including some fabulous shows live with Jennifer Saunders.
Wow.
And Sue Pollard, people like that, yes.
I love Sue Pollard.
I adore it. That's who I'm doing pantomime with. In Aylesbury.
Oh, right, we're coming. We're
Sue
going.
Pollard, me, and Seven Dwarves. It's going to be camp.
Seven Dwarves and Sue Pollard. I can't miss it. Well, don't. Thank you for coming in.
Pleasure.
I absolutely adore you. I could have talked to you all night. I need to know where you got your eyelashes. I'll get them after
They're
the show.
They're natural. What do you mean?
I'm sorry. Thank you, darling. Thank you
thank
so
you.
Much.
Speak to you soon.
And see you soon, my love. You'll be back in Fubar because I love her. Right, and now we have the one and only. It's Raf from
Fubar Radio presents
Sarah Love and My Sticky.
Would you like to come around to my place and check out my record collection sometime?
Yeah. You know, but that compared to would you like to come around to mine and look at my MP3s and
yeah,
my
yeah,
tunes?
And have no. an what do they call it? An iPod clash.
iPod, no one's beating me on the iPod clash. So any man try step to me with
try
iPod
a ting on the iPod clash.
Yeah.
I want to hear your clashing vocal like, yeah, it's iMan DJ Sierra Love. You're not going to beat me on Blood God iPod.
Suddenly I just turned Jamaican.
Every Monday,
Sarah Love and my
from 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Wow, what a show. It's a non-stop guests. I tell you, they're coming in
busy,
and out
busy.
Like Piccadilly Circus. I have the one and only Raf Corrin. Is that the right pronunciation?
Corrin, yeah, absolutely.
Corrin,
you got it.
From Big Brother. Now listen,
yes.
I'm not just saying this because you're in my studio in the flesh, but you were my favourite.
No, really?
You were.
Thank you.
I watched the show because I knew you were a huge Big Brother fan.
Huge, yeah, absolutely.
Is that why you wanted to do the show? You want to experience it for yourself because you'd watched the show and loved it?
Yeah, totally. I watched it since I was 10 years old, and it was something I always wanted to do. So I'd applied more than once. I'd applied a couple times.
Wow.
And I just kind of kept on going. It was like, I do other work as well, but I really wanted to do Big Brother. So
did you go for castings before then? You actually applied and they'd said no?
Yes, only for Big Brother. I'd applied 3 times before that,
wow.
Actually. So very adamant to get on, yeah.
And what made them go this time, yes, because of the mix of people? Do you
I think? Don't really know. I think the fact that it was the United Kingdom of Big Brother, they wanted people from all different like kind of walks of life.
Yes.
I'm half Japanese, and there's never been a Japanese housemate before. Yeah, I know. People can't really tell when they see me, but I'm half Japanese, so I think that
That's
was that.
You're a very handsome guy, I've got to say.
Oh, thank you.
No, you are. You're more handsome in the flesh, actually. Yeah, I can see it now you say it. Yeah,
I'm half Japanese, so that brought something to it. I think I came in with the concept of like I see it as a psychological game, and I want to play the psychological game, so I think that was another factor that probably was interesting to them. I'm not sure.
It was. Well, I went on Ryland's show. Talking about
Bit
you.
On the Side?
I love Bit
on
the
awesome.
Side, and
okay.
I love Ryland. But you were actually one of the favourites, but a lot of people were thinking, have you got a game plan? Because you were you seemed like you knew it. You were very intelligent and smarter than the majority of
you.
The other housemates, I think.
Well, no, but...
Yeah, I mean, how was it for you? Because there was a bit of trouble at times. I mean, you got on with Chanel.
Yes, she was my best friend in the house. I did have some conflict in the house. Not too much. I was pretty good at keeping myself kind of grounded and not getting too involved in the arguments because I guess in terms of game plan, if you do get super involved in the arguments, that puts kind of like a target on your back.
Yes.
But also, I just didn't see it as a necessity. I thought most arguments were kind of like not worth the time to argue.
True.
But yeah, people from all walks of life, it was tough to accommodate and stuff like that because I'm not used to that.
Because I really love Chanel. I love
her. She's the best, Chanel.
Are you still friends?
Yes, absolutely. She's coming to see me tomorrow in London, so we're going to party it up together in London.
Tell her, give her my love. I stuck up for her.
Oh, 100%. Oh,
I really, really liked her, and she had lovely energy about her. But you two were very close, slept in the bed together.
Yep.
Was it hard when she left? Because it was a bit of a shock when she left, I thought.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I just told myself, like, she's not going to go. She's not going to go. I wanted her, Isabel, or Deborah to win. So I was like, they need to stay. So to see her go, it broke my heart kind of at the time because you get so close to the people. And she was my comfort in the house. She was my best friend in the house. So, of course, I'd want to have her stay and to not mentally prepare myself to have her leave. Like, Chanel's great. How could she leave? What did the British public do?
I didn't quite get why she'd gone because she was very popular. She was funny and she'd stand up to people. She was entertaining, would row.
Yeah.
It was a shock, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Super shocked.
But you're very happy you did the show. No regrets.
So happy. I had, honestly, such an amazing time being on Big Brother because it's just like, it was a childhood dream and also just psychologically, it was so fascinating and I grew a lot as a person, I think,
Look, we've got Celebrity Big Brother going on at the minute. Yes. And that's a short span of time, but you had a long time in there.
Yeah, 8 weeks.
What is that like, being away from friends, family, no phone, contact?
It was like not too tough, I think, because I was so excited to take part in it that I didn't find it tough in the early weeks. And then around like week 5, 6, 7, then it starts to get tough and you start to miss people and you think like, oh, I'm tired of having these conversations. Like, I want to leave, but I obviously never wanted to actually leave. But yeah, psychologically tough because it's like, I compare it to like a zoo. You're like an animal in a zoo being watched by humans, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's a bit of a weird analogy.
But how does that get you through it? Because do you think I'm being watched and, I don't really know
you forget.
These people.
You forget you that forget? You're being watched. Yeah, you absolutely do. Like, yes, there are cameras everywhere, but it's like your home. It doesn't look like a studio. It looks like a house when you're inside it. So you kind of forget that you're on a TV show until Emma comes on the Friday or Thursday and's like, hello, housemates.
Oh,
it's like, oh,
like,
shit. That's not good. I probably
you're
shouldn't swear.
To swear.
I'm allowed to
you're
swear.
Allowed
that's
to
good.
Swear.
Okay.
You can say what you
it's
like.
Not like Big Brother then.
But there were a few rows. I mean, Hannah was quite vocal, wasn't she? I mean, how did you cope with the rows? I mean,
I think I worked as quite a peacemaker a lot of the time. I tried to be like, hey, let's rationalize this. Do we really want to get upset about this? What can we do about it? But yeah, it was tough. But at the same time, I think the fan in me was kind of like, oh, it's kind of exciting that like things are kicking off right now. Yeah, like, oh, there's an argument. Yes.
Yes. I'd probably be a bit like that. It's a bit of action. But how do you feel? I mean, being in there, how do you cope? Because I just think you're that long away from anyone you know.
Sure.
To be yourself. I mean, do you feel like in a way you had to go in with a game plan and think, right, this is a reality show at the end of the day. I can't take it too personally.
Yeah, absolutely. It is ultimately a game show and you're there to last as long as possible if that's kind of your game plan. Some people's game plan is more to make an impact and then leave. But after being in there for a few weeks and really making like genuine connections with people, my kind of game plan idea kind of went out the window and I was more upset to see Chanel or, Hannah go than, if I were to leave in many ways just because I genuinely built strong relationships. Whereas when I walked in, I was like, no, they're all going to leave. I'm going to get them out one by one by one. But it changes, yeah. And that's your coping mechanism is the friends you make because those are the people that make you feel comfortable and like at home when you're in this very unfamiliar, like strange environment.
But yeah, you need to make an ally in there,
yes.
I think. I'm watching Celebrity Big Brother at the minute and Sarah and Gemma
Chad,
Lucy and they're all having fights with people, but you need to have an ally. Like she's got Chad, Sarah's got Chad.
Yeah.
You need an ally. I think you go crazy.
You go crazy. If I didn't have Chanel to go to be like, oh my God, this is what's going on, like I would have gone bonkers.
Really? Yeah, and I've got to ask, well, who were the people you really didn't like in there?
You know what? Like, I did have disagreements with Joe, but we made amends and all is good. The only person who I guess I didn't really like was Kaylee. I didn't really have, like, that much time for her. I felt like she didn't really want to make an effort with people. She said she didn't want to ask questions about me. She was like, I'm not interested. And
you're
she
a bit
said
rude.
She was a bit rude, and I didn't understand why. And but before going in, I love Wales. I like my dad is partially Welsh as well, so I said,
oh, you
like,
got a mix, check
super
on.
Mix. I was like, I want to be friends with the Welsh girl. Like that's what I want to do. And then it just absolutely didn't happen. And I probably won't speak to her after the show.
No, she was a bit strange, I have to say.
Yeah, well, she was removed.
She was removed. Yes,
sorry,
indeed.
Kaylee.
Sorry, darling, you were removed. And was there anyone? obviously, Chanel, anyone else you particularly loved in there?
Yeah, you know, there were quite a few people. I really liked Sukhvinder and Imran. They were fantastic. The sisters, Deborah and Hannah, I know you met them. And then apart from that, Tom and Kieran, yes. I got really close to as well. Arthur in the early days. I made a lot of really good relationships in the house. Ellie was super sweet. I'm still in touch with her. Would I say she was one of my close friends in the house? Maybe not, but we had a very amicable, good relationship.
Oh, I'd love to hear this, you see. Yeah. Now, I need advice.
Yes.
I've got many friends in the Celebrity Big Brother house.
Yeah.
Now, what advice would you give? Now, we've got Sarah Harding, who's having a bit of a tough time, a few meltdowns. She's got boyfriend on the outside, apparently. Chad, what advice would you give Sarah Harding?
Oh, what advice? I'd tell her to just keep strong. There's only a little bit of time left, and as soon as it's done, you'll actually, even if you want to leave right now, you're not enjoying, because I know Sarah said she wanted to leave. As soon as you leave, you want to go back in there. So try to remember that, and remember that this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You're never going to get it back again, so make the absolute most of it and kill it, and hopefully she'll go far then.
And just, would you recommend not to drink in there? Because is it like a pressure cooker where everything seems to be magnified, doesn't it?
No, I wouldn't recommend not to drink, because it's fun to drink in the house.
Keep drinking,
keep the flow going, keep the drama going. We enjoy it.
Raph, you're hilarious. Well, you were actually my winner. I put bet on you.
No, I lost
you
money.
You did. You owe me a drink after the show, babe.
All right,
I'm
noted.
Telling you now. But we love having you here on FUBAR. I hope you come back. And I've got to ask, what are your hopes and dreams now? What's going to happen for the future?
So I do work in business. I work in consulting. But after doing this, I got really into television. And I always wanted to work in television, like production and casting, not so much being on the screen, but the behind the scenes. So I'm going to try to get into that as well while still doing my consulting business work. And I'm going to do a YouTube channel as well about all things Big Brother. And I'm going to try to.
I think you should.
Yeah, I'm going to interview like Pat's Big Brother housemates and stuff. Raph176 YouTube. It'll be fun.
Oh, baby. Yeah. Raph. I love that, because you would help others and people that are about to go in could get some advice off you.
Yeah, and I want to give tips for auditioning as well to encourage other fans of the show who feel like they might not be able to get on. Like, you know, you can do it. Just be confident. Go in there. And that's what I want to encourage people to do.
That is fantastic. So, Raph, where can I get you?
At Raph176. Wherever, all social media, I'm Raph176.
Is that lucky number?
Oh, 17th of June. It's my birthday. Yeah.
Oh, baby.
Yeah. 8 is my lucky
Gemini.
Number. Gemini. Are you a Gemini?
No, I'm Taurus.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, baby. But I will follow you. I'll follow you after the show.
Yeah, I'll follow you back. Absolutely.
Okay, baby. Well, lovely. Thank you for being in FUBA. And
thanks for having me.
Can't wait to have you back in here.
Yeah. Again, let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay, guys, we've got another quick track and I'll be back.
Cause I want you, babe. Yeah, I want you, baby. I've been thinking about it all day, and I hope you feel the same way. Yeah. Cause I want you, babe. Yeah, I want you, baby. Slow, slow hands, like sweat dripping down my dirty laundry. No, no chance that I'm leaving here without you on me. I know, yeah, already know that there ain't no stopping your plans in those slow hands. Slow hands. I just wanna take my yeah, I want you, baby. Slow, slow hands, like sweat dripping down my dirty laundry. No, no chance that I'm leaving you without you on me. I know, yeah, I already know that there ain't no stopping your plans in those slow hands. Fingertips putting on a show. Got me now and I can't say no. Wanna be with you
Bar Radio.
Wow, what a show. It's gone super quick. I can't believe it. I've got lovely Alex back in the studio.
Talking about how to make things go less super quick to a lot of guys most of the time.
Unbelievable. Right, I've got so many questions coming in, sex questions.
Are we going to have a quickie, Lizzie?
Can we do a quickie?
Let's make it hot and fast.
Actually, someone has actually talked about quickie. Are quickies more sexual and fun, having a quickie?
If you're both in the mood for it, then yeah, sometimes a quick twang, bang, thank you, ma'am, is fantastic. Other times, though, really good idea to take your time, especially as, on average, women take longer to orgasm than men.
Ah.
So, quickie can be great for both of you in a heterosexual couple, but you may want to invest more time sometimes.
Warm her up, yeah. I say. Yeah. Another one from a lovely lady who's a friend of mine. She said, does it help if you need to go for a wee and hold it, and do you get more pleasure, she was told?
Oh yeah, she's talking about pelvic floor exercises. Yes. Or Kegels.
Yes.
If you squeeze your vaginal muscles in the same way that you would if you were trying to hold on and needed a wee, and then hold that for a few seconds and release and keep doing that, then it can strengthen the muscles inside your vagina, which not only help for things like stress incontinence, so that it stops you weeing when you laugh and things like that, but they can actually increase your the strength of your orgasms as a woman and make it sometimes more likely that you will orgasm. Plus, you can give, if you're having sex with a partner with a penis, you can give him a little internal squidge, like a vaginal hug, by tightening your foof muscles in that way.
Seriously?
So yeah, do your Kegels.
I might do one of those later.
There's actually a really cool little gadget called
hugging.
An LV.
Elvis?
Yeah. Well, no, LV.
Oh,
close.
LV. Okay.
Don't put Elvis up your foof.
Don't do that, darling.
He'll be even more pissed off than when you trod on his blue suede shoes.
Right. Now, one girl said her partner isn't happy with the way she gives blowjobs. Is there a perfect way to do it, or one that could be... is there a good technique?
Enthusiasm is good. So if you're... only give blowjobs if you're really enjoying doing them. I went to a really great class, actually, which was at Shush Women's Erotic Emporium in Hoxton Square, so not far from here in London. I think you can get some really... There's a great one at Coco de Mer, run by my friend Master Dominic as well, called Playing the Flute, which is fantastic. But also just ask your partner to masturbate in front of you, and that way you can see where they touch themselves, what kind of grip
different,
they want.
What they
exactly. But that's a good way of beginning. Or ask for some feedback. Maybe he can say, use the word green if he's really enjoying himself, amber if he needs you to slow down, or red if he wants you to stop if something's not working.
And very quickly, he's saying, my partner would like me to go to a swingers party. I'm not really into it, but should I just go with the swing?
No, if you don't really want to do it, don't do it. Have a discussion about it and talk about why your partner wants to do that, and then maybe you can have a conversation. But no, I don't think you should do something like that unless you're on board. It takes two to tango, and the dance will be terrible if you're not into
it. You get consequences because the relationship can affect the relationship, I can imagine.
It's good to be open-minded, but I think that's something you don't have to say yes to unless you really want to.
And I think that's a good note to end. You don't always have to say yes.
No,
being sexually
empowered means saying yes or no on your own terms, not just one or the other.
Alex, you are just incredible. What information I've learnt tonight, and I hope soon I'll put into practice.
Excellent. Well, I might go home and practice thinking of you right now.
Thank you, darling. Well, I'm honoured in my little virginal outfit today. Well, lovely to see you, Alex. Please come back to football. I've never had so many tweets and messages coming through.
Let's do another session of Q's and A's and
let's
S's and
do
M's.
That. We love this. And thank you to all my listeners on FUBAR Radio. You know I love you, and I'll be here next week at the same time, 6 o'clock. Join me, please. Lizzie Cundy, FUBAR Radio. Thank you.
Shout out to my ex. He in love with some other chick. Yeah, that hurt me, I'll admit. Forget that, but I'm over it. I hope she getting better sex. Hope she ain't faking it like I did, babe. Took so long, you said call it quick.